Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another Dup Dive?
Always.
Okay, so today we're getting into something that might not sound super glamorous at first,
Okay.
but I promise it's way more interesting than you might think.
I'm intrigued.
We're talking gravel roads.
Gravel
Yeah,
road.
you know those roads that maybe you've driven on,
Yeah.
maybe even lived on at some point. But how much do we really know about what goes into keeping them, well, drivable and safe?
That's a good question, actually. I never really thought about it.
So we've got two really interesting documents here from the Rural Municipality of St. Clements.
Okay.
One is a proposal for a new gravel road maintenance policy, and the other is the actual policy itself.
So they're really taking this seriously.
Right. And get this, they're even creating a scoring system to rank roads for repairs.
A scoring system. That's interesting. Why would they need that?
Well, I think it kind of gets to the heart of why St. Clements is putting so much effort into this.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that gravel roads are, well, they're vital infrastructure.
Right. Especially in rural areas.
Exactly. They're how people get to work, school, how goods get transported, all that.
It's easy to take them for granted until you hit a really bad stretch.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. So let's talk about some of those challenges, shall we?
Sure.
I mean, gravel roads, they're kind of known for being, well,
A little rough.
exactly. So where do you even start with maintaining something like that?
Well, it's tricky. You've got weather just beating down on them constantly.
Whirlwind, snow, you name it.
Yeah, and then you've got the traffic, you know,
Cars, trucks, farm equipment.
all wearing away at the surface.
And then there's just the fact that gravel itself, it's just naturally, well, loose.
It is. And the policy actually gets into some really specific details about these challenges.
Oh, like what?
Well, for example, to keep those roads draining properly, you know, so water doesn't cool up and cause problems,
Right.
the crown of the road, that slight slope in the middle, it
Yeah.
needs a precise 4% crossfall.
4%.
Yeah.
I never would have thought it was that specific.
Right. It's all laid out in the policy. And then there's dust control.
Oh, yeah. Dust can be a real problem on gravel roads.
It is. And it's not just about keeping your car clean.
Right.
It's a safety issue.
Why that?
Well, all that dust, it can reduce visibility.
So it could lead to accidents.
Exactly. And then you've got what they call soft spots and frost boils.
Okay, those sound kind of ominous.
They can be.
So, what exactly are those? Like, I've definitely hit some rough patches on gravel roads, but
Yeah.
never really thought about what causes them.
So imagine a soft spot as kind of like a weak spot in the road's foundation. Over time, with heavy traffic or maybe the drainage isn't great,
Yeah.
you get these dips and ruts forming.
Oh, I see.
And frost boils, well, it's like the ground under the road is a sponge.
Yeah, right.
And when that sponge freezes, the water expands, right?
Yeah.
And it pushes the gravel upward.
So it's like the road's getting pushed up from below.
Exactly. Like Mother Nature playing whack-a-mole.
And making for a very bumpy ride.
Exactly. And potentially dangerous, too.
So we've got these inherent challenges with gravel roads.
Yeah, they're always battling the elements.
But what I'm finding really interesting in these documents from St. Clements
Yeah.
is that they're not just reacting to these problems, they're trying to get ahead of them.
Yeah, they're not just waiting for things to break.
Exactly. So this new policy, it's all about proactive maintenance, right?
Right. And it's pretty comprehensive.
Like, what kind of stuff does it cover?
Well, there's grading, dust control, how they apply new gravel, even drainage management.
Wow, so they're really thinking about everything.
It seems like it.
It's like a stitch in time saves nine philosophy, but for gravel roads.
I like that. Catch those problems early, and maybe you can avoid bigger headaches down the road.
And probably save some money in the long run, too. A
Absolutely.
scoring system for gravel roads.
Yep.
Okay, I gotta admit, that's not something I'd ever even considered, but I'm kind of fascinated.
I know, right?
So how does it work? Like, how do they actually score these roads?
Well, they've got it broken down into three main categories:
Okay.
road condition, traffic volume, and strategic importance.
Okay, so it's not just how bumpy the road is.
Right. It's more than that.
They're looking at how much it gets used and like how vital it is to the whole community.
Exactly. And they actually give each category a different weight.
Oh, interesting. So like some categories matter more than others.
Yep. Road condition is the big one that gets 50%.
Makes sense. I mean, that's kind of the whole point, right?
Yeah. Then traffic volume is 30%, and then strategic importance is 20%.
So they're really trying to like take a holistic view of the road, not just its current state.
Right, it's about the bigger picture.
But how do they measure those things? I mean,
Yeah.
what are they actually looking at when they're scoring?
So for road condition, they're considering things like surface roughness.
Okay, so like how bumpy it is.
Exactly. And the amount of loose gravel, potholes, washboarding, drainage issues.
It's like a whole checklist of things that could make for a rough ride.
It is. And for traffic volume, well, they're basically counting cars.
Oh, so like how many cars use the road each day?
Yep, using average daily traffic counts, but they also factor in seasonal variations.
So like a road might get way more traffic during harvest season or something.
Exactly. And then strategic importance, that's where they look at how the road connects different communities. Or provides access to important things like farmland or natural resources.
Makes sense.
It's also about how the road impacts the local economy.
So like a road that's essential for getting products to market would have a higher strategic importance.
Exactly. Than a road that, you know, just leads to a few houses or something.
Right, right. So they're really thinking about the role of each road in the community.
They are. It's pretty impressive, actually.
It is. It's like a road's resume highlighting its strengths and contributions.
Uh-huh. I like that. And the whole point of this scoring system is to make sure they're making objective decisions about which roads to prioritize.
So it's not about who complains the loudest or lives closest to the road.
Exactly. It's about using data to allocate resources fairly and efficiently.
I like that. Takes the politics out of it.
Right. So once they have all these scores, they group the roads into four priority levels.
Oh, so like different levels of urgency?
Exactly. Critical, high, moderate, and low.
So the critical roads, those are the ones that need attention, ASAP.
Right. Those are at the top of the list. And then lower priority roads might have to wait a bit longer.
It's about making the most of their limited resources.
Exactly. Making sure the most important roads are in good shape.
This is really interesting stuff. I mean, I never thought I'd get so into gravel road maintenance.
Me either.
But it's more than just smooth roads, right? There's a bigger picture here.
Absolutely. Well-maintained gravel roads, they're vital for a lot of reasons.
Like what?
Well, it's not just about a comfortable ride. It's about supporting the local economy.
Right, so people can get to work, businesses can transport their goods.
Exactly, and emergency services can get where they need to go quickly.
And even tourism, right? People aren't going to want to visit if the roads are a mess.
Exactly. And then there's the environmental aspect.
Oh, yeah. All that dust can't be good.
It's not. It impacts air quality, can contribute to water pollution.
So good gravel roads actually mean a healthier community, both economically and environmentally.
It all connects. This policy really highlights the importance of rural infrastructure and its ripple effects.
I'm starting to see why this policy is such a big deal.
It is.
It's not just about filling potholes. It's about investing in the well-being of the entire community.
Exactly. Thinking long-term.
You know, it's amazing how much there is to say about gravel roads.
Right.
Like, who knew?
You wouldn't think it would be so interesting, but it really is.
I know. I'm kind of sad our deep dive's almost over.
Me too. It's been a good one.
It has. And I gotta say, I'm really impressed with how St. Clements is approaching this whole thing.
Yeah, they're really thinking it through.
They're not just throwing gravel at the problem, you know?
They're being strategic.
Exactly. Using data to make informed decisions.
It's a model other communities could learn from, for sure.
Okay, so before we wrap up, let's do a quick recap of what we've learned, just to kind of bring it all together.
Sounds good.
So first off, gravel road maintenance. Way more complex than I ever imagined.
Right. It's a science.
There's a real art to keeping those roads safe and drivable.
And second, St. Clements, they're taking a proactive approach, not just reacting to problems.
They're planning ahead, prioritizing maintenance, using that scoring system we talked about.
And it's data-driven, which I think is key.
Absolutely. And lastly, this policy, it goes way beyond just smooth roads, right?
It does. It's about the bigger picture.
It impacts the whole community, the economy, public safety, even the environment.
Well-maintained gravel roads are essential.
They really are. So before we let you go, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
What if your town or city adopted a similar scoring system, but for all its infrastructure projects?
Wow. That's a big question.
It is. I mean, think about it. Roads, bridges, parks, public buildings, everything.
We'd have to really consider your priorities.
Exactly. Would you focus on safety, usage, environmental impact, cost effectiveness?
It's a tough one. There's no easy answer.
There isn't, but it's a conversation worth having, right?
Definitely. It's about building a better future for everyone.
Well said. So next time you find yourself driving down a gravel road, take a moment to appreciate all the work that goes into keeping it in good shape.
Yeah, it's more than meets the eye.
It really is. It's a testament to planning, innovation, community investment, all that good stuff.
Thanks for taking us on this deep dive. It's been fascinating.
My pleasure. And thanks to all of you for listening. Until next time.